In Knickerbocker Village, a large privately owned affordable housing complex on the Lower East Side, over 1,600 residents have been without power, heat, or running water in the weeks following Hurricane Sandy. Those residents are angry, and last night, elected officials hosted a public hearing for them. WBAI's Rebecca Miles was there and files this report.
One of the Knickerbocker residents who's been without power was Sue Toronto, who lives on Monroe Street.
And then it was very frightening, because somebody on TV said there might be a tidal wave. That's my heart was really pounding when I heard that.
Yes.
I said, it's too late for me to run away. But anyhow, I stayed there. And it wasn't so bad. The wind wasn't so bad in my, because I faced the where the cars are and the workmen work, that part of the court. So it wasn't too bad, but it was very frightening to not know what's going to happen next, you know? Nobody to talk to or ask questions, because nobody knew, you know? Only what I heard on the radio, you know, and TV. But that's about it, just fear. And then when I heard that there was about 3 feet of water in areas, and they kept saying on TV the water might come in to get me, I'm afraid when the bathtub runs over, it's sporadic. Some have something, and some have nothing, and some have two things. And in other words, it's just what luck hit them. I got everything back except for the heat. So I'm one of the lucky ones, and finally, you know? But that's what I can say. My friend over here, the one with the black hat, she's utterly in the dark. And she's very unhappy about it, you know. I gave her my tensor lamp. And she, oh, nice, you know. So they're just taking it very well. The people are brave, you know.
Hurricane Sandy flooded the complex with 25 feet of water, destroying boilers and electric units. John Simmons said he'd never seen anything like it.
Pumping out the flooded areas and getting the generators. I will attempt to be as succinct or clear as I can be. When the East River came across Cherry Street and entered the building, the force of the water did a couple of things to the building, which quite frankly I certainly hadn't seen before. But the force of the water dislodged 4-inch steel doors. It moved 20,000 gallon oil tanks, dislodged them from their moorings. We, like many buildings in Manhattan, have the majority, if not all, of the systems in our building in the basement, which includes boilers, it includes all of our electrical panels, it includes all the pumps which raise water to the upper floors. It includes the pumps that circulate the hot water throughout the heating system. Each and every one of those systems was virtually destroyed. I can bring up the professionals who can tell you to what extent, but they were destroyed. Pumping out the basement was further complicated because, as I mentioned earlier, those oil tanks moved, and when they moved, the piping connecting them broke, which therefore released oil into those chambers. And so therefore, when we started to pump out the basement and we realized that there was oil in the chambers, we recognized that we had an environmental issue. And you are not allowed, nor would we want to, pump that oil-contaminated water into the sewer system, which would therefore end up in the East River. So we had to bring in additional professionals, A, to assess the situation, and B, to bring in special skimmers to treat that water before we could release it back into the environment. It was a tremendously large volume of water to expel and to treat. So we were not able to get back into the boiler rooms to assess the damage until actually the end of last week. It's about Thursday. I can also tell you that I was in those rooms personally And we had to evacuate those rooms twice after they were pumped so that the gentleman that you see over here could continue to live and breathe. After 5 minutes in those rooms, you would succumb to the fumes. So we had to bring in an environmental remediation team to come in and remove most of the oil residue before we could even begin work in that room. So I can assure you that it was not a situation where any of us sat on our hands and said, we are going to not fix the situation at Knickerbocker Village. Should we have been more communicative and said to the residents this is exactly what's going on? Yes, you're 100% correct.
The property company is working out how to return rent monies to residents, but hopefully most of them will be a bit warmer tonight. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.